USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nancy Pelosi, maybe she's coming along. We'll find out. We want to do it. I want to do it at a bigger number than she wants.
President Trump, when asked about negotiations for a new stimulus package, as far as if Republicans are on board with a bigger number, the president continues.
That doesn't mean all the Republicans agree with me, but I think they will in the end. If she would go along, I think they would too on stimulus. So let's see what happens.
The Speaker of the House and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are scheduled to meet on Monday. Meanwhile, President Trump will be campaigning in the battleground state of Arizona. The president won Arizona in 2016, but is currently trailing the former vice president by about 3 percentage points in recent polls. Canadian officials saying its U.S. border crossing will remain closed at least until November 21st. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
An unlicensed security guard who killed a veteran and supporter of President Trump will be charged in Denver with second-degree murder on Monday. The man's attorney claiming the shooting was an act of self-defense. China is threatening to detain Americans in an act of diplomatic retaliation. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
Chinese officials are warning that they'll start detaining Americans in China if the U.S. doesn't put a halt to prosecutions against Chinese academics. According to reports, Beijing has told multiple American government representatives that the U.S. should drop the prosecution of four Chinese researchers, or Americans in the country could find themselves detained. The researchers were arrested earlier this year, accused of failing to record their affiliation with the Chinese Army on their visa applications. Last month, the visas of 1,000 Chinese nationals were revoked for alleged national security risks. The U.S. State Department has also issued an advisory for U.S. citizens against traveling to China because of the risk of detention.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A casket display outside a Brooklyn nursing home in New York had 6,500 copies of Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's new book dumped into it to represent the number of people who've died from the coronavirus due to his administration's policies regarding sick senior citizens. Back in March, the governor had a mandate that prevented nursing homes from turning away COVID-19 patients to protect the more medically feeble among them. The governor on Sunday saying his administration could have done a better job to protect nursing homes. As the coronavirus continues, many people are leaving cities in droves, including San Francisco. San Francisco's bleak economic vital signs over the past 6 months strongly suggest residents are leaving amid record job losses and people being able to work remotely.
If everyone's working from home, we need room for our Zoom calls. We need to make sure that our kid can sleep in the other room. And so there are all these reasons we suddenly need more space. And San Francisco has got to be about the worst place in the country to find square footage for your dollar. So these people are looking for bigger homes where working from home actually works.
Jeff Zucker, a real estate expert with Zillow.com. This woman's been trying to sell her condo since May to no avail.
Pre-COVID, I think we would have had a much better chance. Absolutely.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.